this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number
70.
70.
Chrome Bills is entering the disco era.
Oh shit.
We're in deep cover right now.
I need this jazz. This I need
snare.
It now.
This snare brings out the Hulk and Steve.
Don't you just want to shove somebody down a flight of steps when you hear this beat?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Or like discover that they have a fake identity and like punch them out for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell like, yeah.
Would you say that's a top five hip-hop beat of all time?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, that's tough. To say five, to say top five is difficult.
If you disagree with me right now, I'm going to build a flight of stairs and then push you down.
Them. All right. Top five hip-hop beat of all time.
This is the music you would play if you were running around murdering everyone who didn't agree with your top five hip-hop beats.
This is Bill O'Reilly's theme song.
At least got to give it that.
I don't play Grand Theft Auto,
okay,
but I imagine that this is the beat that plays in the background when you play Grand Theft Auto.
Can you imagine getting high on coke, turning on Grand Theft Auto to play, and then putting this song on? You might literally kill yourself. You like dive head first into the TV.
I need to get into the TV now.
Yo, let's imagine like nice things you could do while listening to Deep Cover.
It's like, yo, I'm just going to knit. Like, this great beat.
Like if you had a boombox and you helped an old lady across the street with this song playing real loud.
Right, or like if if opening scene it starts to pan in and you see like a bubble bath and then it's like you as a dude. And it's like you find like you're just leaning
I can
back.
Feel it.
Yeah, you're just leaning back into it and you're like, all right, like, okay, I mean, that's taking it a little far. And then you reach up and press play, and this shit comes on. And you just sit
I was
there
going back to Steve's helping the old lady cross the street, and it, like, it actually has its own hook. And it's like, yeah, traffic gonna stop, because it's me and this old lady going on a walk.
Helping the elderly lady across the street, melody, felony.
Yeah, pedestrians gonna stop.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's, I'm underneath the bag so her veggies don't drop.
Yo. From the bottom, ma'am, from the bottom.
I do want to say, so when Chuck, every time, we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, and again, all episodes are available of Chrome Bills on iTunes and SoundCloud. Every time Chuck mentions the episode number, I'm like, wow, like we've done 70 episodes.
It's pretty wild.
I do want to tease that the next episode, and I say this because I've gone back and listened to every episode.
You have.
Yes.
Since 27.
I listen to it like every time it comes out. Like I take notes about. The reason I take notes is for the clip show, which I'm so excited that we're going to be recording next week. We've each selected three clips. We're going to debut that next week. Last year's clip show, it got picked up actually in Korea. There was a big news report. They're like, oh, Chrome Bills, they got a clip show out. Never gained traction in the States though. Kind of weird.
It was big in Korea.
Right.
Yep.
Clip show easily one of my favorite episodes though. Like
that's
an interesting one to go back. So I'm excited to be doing another one, which will be episode 71. I have a little Christmas theme. I actually haven't gone in and pulled my clips yet. I noticed that Cole
Come
had
on,
sent
Chuck,
his and I
show
figured
us your
I
clips.
Would I figured I would wait. That's actually the title of the first one, right? Show us your clips.
True that. Part two.
I figured I'd wait and just listen to the ones that C's pulled in the moment, but I do like that. Now that we have descriptions, it should be pretty easy to pull clips because you're just going to read through that and be like, oh, I remember that. That was fucking great.
That's a really good point because it's funny. Like I actually when these post on Monday as they do, I always listen to it right away. When you send it to us on Dropbox, I get hype. I get excited to listen to it. But I was like, it's like there's no way I'm just going to go back and listen to like basically 30 hours of stuff. I was like, I don't even have that much time. I could not sleep for 2 weeks and pull that off.
I thought last
between episode, the other cool shit that I'm up to.
Last week's episode was very funny.
Yes.
I was cracking up on that. We do have some business to take care of.
Okay.
So since this is episode 70.
Am I about to get chewed out?
No.
It's been a long time coming, folks.
We need.
Is this 401k, no taxes?
We need the listener support here.
Okay.
Hey. So we've established a slush fund of sorts. ChromeBills@gmail.com on PayPal.com. Send us 70 cents in support of this episode.
Fuck you, pay us.
Do it for the children.
No. Fuck the kids. Fuck the adults. Fuck the elderly. Fuck you, pay us.
What's funny is that we've been talking about sending us chump change.
Yeah.
For 4 or 5 weeks now.
You about to up
the ante? We haven't got shit.
I sent a dollar. I did.
Yeah, you did. You sent a dollar.
Good looking.
For every 70 cents you guys send in, I will personally match that.
Let me ask you this, though. Do we have to split the pie 5 ways?
One for you, one for me.
Right.
Two for you,
yeah.
One, two for me.
Right.
Smack out of it. Get the fuck out of here, man.
I always wonder what smack fire at your ass meant.
I don't know that you want to find out.
True.
You know what I mean?
Remember?
Everything's got an etymology.
It's like, smack it's like, fire at
is that shit actually is that like the Lucy's, like how I thought the Lucy's was actually a
right.
sexually transmitted disease that gives you diarrhea.
Yeah. I actually heard that Ghostface has teamed up with Chipotle for the new smack fire at your ass burrito.
Yeah.
That's actually, excellent. Which actually brings us to a bit. So I think one of the things that worked really well in the last episode was the fake album titles. I think we did Jedi Mind Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So staying with that theme, I want to know, give me the upcoming Ghostface album. I know he just dropped something called 36 Seasons, but what's the follow up to that?
Invalidated Carcasses.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
You know, and it's just like a nebulous looking corpse. Covered with a sheet with an X through it.
What's the new album called, Chuck?
36 Seasons.
Okay. I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Let me ask you this. So I listened to that, at least the first 5 songs on that album.
Yeah.
Number one, I love the beats on it relative to the one before. I don't know who, like, I'd have to go back and go through the critics.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I like the beats on it. But it's interesting because he keeps, and we kind of alluded to this last week when we talked about it, the narrative of... He's like, yo, I've been away for 9 years. Do you think it's a concept album where he's taken on, like, he's, like, creating a character?
That's confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so he's not talking about, like, himself?
I don't think he's talking about himself. I think he's created
persona. I thought he moved from Staten Island or something like that. Did he move out of Staten Island and move back nine years
because
later?
If you go through the album, there's, like, he's talking about...
A lot of singing?
No, he's... There is a lot of singing on the album.
Yeah,
but it's a concept album. So he's playing a character.
And I like that.
Yeah, and if you like AZ, this album is for you.
He's got a couple.
AZ, he's on 5 tracks.
Yeah, I noticed. You know what I started to think of when I was listening to it on the way over here. It kind of sounds like you remember the Prince Paul album, Prince Among Thieves.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Where he was like a movie director.
It's a badass movie.
He's like, Breezley Bruin, you're this dude.
Yeah.
Everlast, you're this dude. Sadat X, you're this dude. Like, I wonder if Ghostface is like, yo, I want AZ to be this character. Because Cool G Rap's on a couple joints, too.
He's on, what did I say, Chuck? I wrote this out earlier. Hold on. I think he's on three.
Three. I think joints? He had five. Yeah. I think he had five for AZ, three
five
for
AZ,
G-Rap.
Three G-Rap. Yeah. Two for Sean Wiggs.
He had such a dope line. He's like, I was something transmission. Saw his bodyguard coming out of the can pissing. He's still dope, man.
That's good. I actually do want to play one track off of that album.
Was there no other Wu members on that album? And also, who did the production? I haven't even looked. I did listen to the album like 2 or 3 times.
I don't know who did the production.
It sounds like another Adrian Young. It seems like Adrian Young's just on everything.
I don't think it's Adrian Young.
Chuck, where did you? What was the medium upon which you heard this album?
Sponsor and friend of the show, Spotify Premium.
Tight.
I thought you were going to say that vibrator company. Where? What about you, Steve?
Yeah, Spotify.
Me too. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're taking over the world.
Are you going to buy it?
No.
Are you going to buy it, Chuck?
Nope, but I did give, I gave at least 6 cents today, which we're only asking for 11 times that for your support of Chrome Bills.
Very true.
By the way, I will buy the next Ghostface album. Hold on, the next Ghostface album coming out that's called White Linen Livin'.
Okay, okay.
Chuck, why wouldn't you buy it? Because you don't like it?
No, I haven't bought any music this year. The only album I bought this year was Cruel Fuel.
Hey, thanks, man.
I'm going to say the same. I bought a bunch of records, though.
Cole Policy.
Gets my money.
What did you... You buy records. I do buy records.
I just bought a friend of the show, Peyton Locke.
Who are you?
His album.
Okay.
And I actually want to play a song off of that tonight.
Oh, is that out already?
It's not out.
How'd you buy it, then?
I bought the tape. I bought a cassette tape from him at the show. And he was kind enough to send me something digital, so I got a track off of there.
Okay.
Nice.
And then, I don't know.
Did you guys listen to anything else that came out this week? Because I know the Ghostface dropped either this week or last week. The J. Cole album dropped. The J. Cole album is called 2014 Forest Hills Drive or something. Apparently that was actually like an address of a house that he lived in. It has 2014 in the name, so it makes sense to do an album like that this year. And then the Royce and Premier joint, which is called Prime, dropped. And then I think the 1978ers has been out for a couple weeks now, but I finally listened to that upon recommendation from Steve Bills, and that album's really fucking good. I mean, I think ultimately I probably like the Diamond District album more, but it's a very, very, very good album. And if you like the Diamond District, you're really doing yourself a disservice to not check this out.
Yeah.
You know how you can find out more about Diamond District? Listen to the interview on Chrome Bills with XO.
Episode 65.
Uptown XO.
Yeah. I think after that episode, I was like, XO's the best MC out of there.
Okay.
But now I'm listening to the 1978ers album. Right. I'm like, why use the best MC out of the group?
Okay.
Odyssey's album comes out, I'm like, Odyssey's the best MC out of the group. You know?
They do. How dope is that video, dude? The video that they just put out for Part of It All?
Part of It All is crazy, yeah.
Dude, it's so well shot. And I love when a video actually makes the song better. I had that as a middle of the pack song on the album. Yeah. And then when I saw the video, I was like, oh, maybe this is the one I should play for friends when I'm trying to hip them to the album. Like, it actually has a single appeal. I think if I want to put a friend onto that album, I'm actually just going to show them the video.
Yeah, show them the video.
I have a great new idea for new bits.
All right.
Let's go through, let's each pick an album that we liked, and if we had to put a friend onto it, the song that we would pick off of it to get them into it.
That's the first thing I do usually with every album.
Okay.
I find that one song on there.
To play for your friends?
I'm like, this is the one off this album. Any album that I can go to, I'll have that song. Like,
what do your cats usually think?
They're usually... My cats are coming out with an album.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Couple of cats.
Meow Mix Masters.
Meow to here. Wow.
Meow to here.
KRS-One.
Meow. Meow Myself and I.
Meow Myself and I.
I know what Steve and mine's
Rebel
song
Without
off.
Pause.
Oh, okay. Rebel Without Claws, because you got to take it off.
Okay.
That's pretty fucking ill, actually. I like that.
Do your cats have claws?
Yeah, they have claws. You don't take a cat's claws off.
Does yours, Chuck?
Mine don't have claws, so I'm just going to let Steve clown me for this.
Did you do that to your cat? Let me ask you this.
Yes, I did.
That's a terrible thing.
How many times a week do you regret not getting them to claw?
Never. That's such a cruel thing
to do. Like, even when they scratched your baby? They did.
I think about it like a brisk.
They did.
It happens at such a young age that you don't even remember it.
Yeah.
I'm writing down.
It's like
cats,
a good old cat.
Deadly weapons.
They're deadly. Actually, is it too early to get into a song? I kind of want to hear some music.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the Wizards because they're killing it.
All right, 1978ers, Ghostface, or the Peyton Locke? What do you guys want to hear?
I haven't heard the Peyton Locke. That's the one I haven't heard.
Chuck, you good with that?
Yeah, let's do that. And by the way, my girl just walked through the room because I live in a one-bedroom apartment. And she's usually in another room when I record. And the only phrase she heard me say was cat circumcision. So that's a good indicator of the topics on Chrome Bills, episode 70. Chrome Bills is in the disco era. Let's go into some Peyton Locke.
I think it's Peyton. I was saying Patton Locke for a long time, but fuck it. So this is Patton Locke off the new Dust Bowl album.
It looks like it's spelled like Walter Payton.
Yeah, Payton on the production, Payton. on the rhymes, on the cuts, all three, triple threat.
Dude's nice.
He's extra nice. So,
and by the way, play the drop before you go into it. This is a perfect time to use the drop.
Peace, beautiful people of the planet Earth. This is Payton Locke. Mr. I grew up on tapes. Sending a strong shout out to the Chrome Bills Mix Show. My man Steve, my man C's Mike, and my man K Chromosome. Check it out.
That's dope.
Great call, Chuck. That was dope.
You want a refresh?
Cool.
You ain't too proud to hate. True, I was 2 hours late, but I flew in from out of state. I had power moves to make, plus I showered, ate, then I scoured the plate. Wow, lose a scowl, sour grapes. You probably heard it through the grapevine. So all your front is just a waste of time. Please to make your acquaintance, I'm P-Lock, puny human, no coony tuning. You can't assume what we be doing. Them groupies suit them. You the best man, like groomsmen. Practice to lose them, slacking it suits them. Like goose that was slim, jacked on juice at the gym. Cats don't wanna put the work in. Perfect plastic person, later laugh at rappers with flaps of loose skin. Great Hercules, heavyweight Steve Urkel, steez, burn trees, the cape's purple, worth a couple G's, Styles Crane, but the snake and squirrel both fucks with me, rub techniques like deluxe cutlery, Zamboni, yeah, your fam know me, you might as well lay your grand on me, it ain't nothing else you can't show me. Écoute, the best way is probably to pay what they say. Fuck it, you gon' make like a million anyway. Word, cause you got some shit. Now get this shit up off the stage. I know there's a time and a place for all stuff, but y'all suck. Confused? Why the music pump laugh it up? In truth, y'all the living proof that backs it up. Bling. Jewel suckers decorate like a ruse or a spoof from a fool when he's got nothing to celebrate. This another one I dedicate to the blind, deaf, dumb and dumber. Them up and comers, the number one stunners. No country for boy wonders. Don't fool yourself. I held it down for over 100 summers. Cool yourself.
Yeah, and we're back. So that was Payton Locke off the new album Dustball, and I believe that track is called Gold Touch. So what can I tell you about this man? Again, he's the triple threat, production, rhymes, and the scratches. And we were just talking about how maybe that I can pick a single track off any album and say that that's my favorite, but with this album right here, I would say the whole thing is just bangers, you know, front to back. So, yeah, everybody go check out PeytonLocke.com. Pick up this album as soon as it's available. He may have some cassettes left. That's the version that I got. So, yeah, check it out. What'd you think about that joint?
First of all, he's a really good MC, and I knew that. So I knew the song was going to hinge between good and great based on what the beat was. And that beat is fucking fire. What is that sample like? Has a familiar,
yeah,
like the way the note scale, like it doesn't, yeah, it's not the sample, but it's like the note structure like that.
Yeah,
that's is that Inspector Gadget?
It's not Inspector Gadget, but that's a famous. I'll find out what it is and get back to you because I've definitely heard it on several other tracks.
May I see the tape?
Yeah, here you go.
And you already told people where they can get the tape, correct?
I think you go to PeytonLocke.com.
That's such a dope cover. You know, it's so.
It
like,
looks like a jazz record.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a God. That's really dope. We were talking off air. The beat reminded me of J-Zone, kind of. And it's interesting because I remember J-Zone made his own beats and wrote his own rhymes.
Yeah.
I thought Peyton Locke was so in the pocket on there. And now that I know that he made that beat.
Yeah. Right.
Good point. Thank you, KRS. I appreciate you validating my point.
I like it, you know, when an MC rhymes on their own, when they handle their own production.
Yeah. Handle your own, kid.
Handle your own production.
Well, how many beats you made?
Which is
the
new MOP? Which is the new MOP album? Handle your own.
Produced by MOP.
That's
what's
amazing.
Up? What were you saying, you? Chuck?
I was going to ask Cole how many beats he's made in his lifetime.
One.
Yeah?
I definitely made one.
You did? Okay.
And back in high school, I couldn't have been older than 17.
Uh-huh.
And I befriended somebody who had a keyboard. And I remember it was one of those things where I spent, it was several hours.
Right.
I was about to just hyperbolize on you motherfuckers and be like, I spent 12 hours. I mean, at that age, 4 hours is an eternity.
That's a long time.
So I might have spent like 4 hours making something. And I just remember like pressing play. Mm-hmm. Like when I was like, oh, this is, you know, this is where I debuted. Not good.
It wasn't good.
No, I was like, nope, don't try this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I've definitely done that.
I think it was equivalent of like the first, I'll never forget the first time I really cooked. We had a gas oven at my parents' place. And I went upstairs. Like, my dad was, like, getting dressed to go out. Like, they were leaving me by myself, like, the first time or something.
You wanted to show them that you could cook dinner.
He was like, yo, why does it smell like gas upstairs? I hadn't clicked the pilot light. You know what I mean? Like, on gas stoves, you click it. Yeah. Like, the gas comes out. Then you got to turn it again to get the flame out. I hadn't done that part. Like, it was not a great moment.
Cole, I feel like I'm going to pull your card just in the interest of the humor of the show. Okay. I feel like you're a bit of an idiot savant around the kitchen because I remember you telling me a story about your sink being clogged.
Yeah, oh, God.
And the plumber coming over.
Cole,
and then
this
he
is
was like, he fixed it
me.
In like 2 seconds, and you were like, wow, what was it? And he was like, yeah, the stopper was in there.
I shit you not. That actually happened. You know the fucked up part about it? Have I ever told you about my boy Dimitri?
Who are you?
Is there rap? A real? Is that? That's a good way to start any rap song.
Have I told you?
Have I told you about my boy Dimitri? I used to meet him down at Chi Chi's for a freebie.
This dude, when I first bought the place that I just sold. When I first moved in there, he was the first person that like rented a room. He was so cheap. It's funny because we were talking off air about Steve. You're cheap about certain things. Chuck's cheap about certain things. I'm certainly cheap about certain things. If you'd like to let us know what you're cheap about, hit us up on Twitter @ChromeBills.
Yeah. Donating 70 cents.
Exactly. By not donating. That's how we know it's working.
I'm not trying to patronize people.
I am.
But give me some money.
Or patronize.
Is it patronize or patronize?
It's Patton Lock.
Peyton Lock?
Peyton Lock. So, Dimitri, this dude, like, he was like, my parents asked me to house it for 2 weeks, so I'm going to be there. Like, do I have to, can I just not pay you the rent? And I was like, all right, if you move all of your shit out for that 2 weeks and then move it back in, then yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where I was going with that shit.
That's pretty funny.
Cole Palsy.
But he was the one who told me, he's like, yo, I think the sink's fucked up.
That's hilarious.
And I just didn't think to put my hand in
there. You were just like, I'm just going to call the...
How often, what object does it have to be for you to drop it into the garbage disposal?
Okay.
And if you can still see it, put your hand in there to get it. That scares the shit out of me.
I do it a little too freely, actually.
Okay. Chuck, how about you?
I'm with Steve. I mean, I've done it, and I'm just like, I'm super nervous, and then I'll like quadruple check and make sure I'm the only person home and be like, where's the cat?
Now you're right. Oh, God. How, that would be just sweet irony.
Wait, the cat in the garbage disposal?
Yeah, the declawed.
The cat can't get in the garbage disposal.
No, it could flip the switch, though, with its tail.
Flip the switch by accident.
Flip the switch. Okay, I got you.
And it'd be weird karma for declawing it.
Yo, that would be fucked up horror movie where that's the...
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way the cat kills people, is it waits till they're cleaning out the garbage disposal, and then...
There'd only be, like, two kill scenes in the whole thing. Well, no, I think about it, and you're both engineers, so you can answer this better. I'm like, yo, what if there's a power surge? Would that just cause this to come on?
Okay.
I don't know.
Do I have to break down how garbage disposals work?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no clue. It's not
the grinding mechanisms on that. Stop dropping that thing. That's the third time he's kicked that thing.
What is it? A
drink? The grinding mechanisms around the outside of the cylinder.
It's the air, the headphone jack.
Yeah. The grinding mechanisms around the outside of the cylinder.
Okay.
So even if you're put your hand in there while it's going,
okay,
unless you moved your hand around and pushed it against the sides, you're going to be all right.
Oh, so the side. But isn't there a blade in the middle? Or
there's
it's
no
only
blade in the middle.
What it's is that that's in the middle?
It put. What's that?
What is that that's in the middle that's
it's
turned?
The piece that, like it's the piece that spins.
Like a nut, like a...
I always thought hinge. That was the thing that cut shit up.
No.
When that started spinning fast enough.
No.
Okay, that's good to know.
You'd be okay for a second, unless you push your hand around.
Here's what I'm saying, though, man. Like, I'm sure that second would feel like a infinity if it actually happened.
Yeah. Oh, it would.
But, like, when you say a second, are you talking, like, 0.6 of a second, like when Evan Turner hit the three against the Wiz? You mean, like, second and a half? That's a big difference.
Just don't put your hand in there. It's okay.
But you do it freely.
I
learned it from watching you.
If there's like a carrot sitting on the top, just trying to hold on to that last
that's
bit
what
of
I'm
life,
saying. Like if you dropped your, if you dropped,
I push him down in there.
If you dropped your wedding ring in there,
yeah,
you'd go in after it.
I'd turn the switch off.
Right. No fear that like a power surge is going to happen.
No.
Okay.
Dude, I think he'd go in there for a grape.
I'm so scared.
Go in there for a grape.
Just like, all yo, right, well, if I can get in and out of there in 5 seconds, I'm eating this grape.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
an
like
episode
grapes.
Title
I don't
now.
Really care about grapes. No. Yo, this fucking instrumental is all background vocals.
They really did not
Buck
want people
down,
freestyling
kid.
Over that shit.
You could say that early Mobb Deep and early Black Moon, that could be the same group. Very similar.
Now, here's where I want to split hairs with you.
Very similar.
Here's
right
where I want to split the many hairs that I have.
Okay.
Mobb Deep as a duo, much better. Whichever one you thought, who did you think was the weaker between Havoc and Prodigy?
Havoc, definitely.
Havoc.
Do you think he was better than 5 Foot Assassin?
Yes.
So
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mobb Deep was way better because it was two dope MCs.
I would say that I think Buckshot's better than
Better than
Prodigy.
Either of them? I'll give you that he's better than either of them. Okay.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah,
They're pretty close, but I like Buckshot better than Prodigy. But I do like Prodigy a lot.
Have you ever seen Buckshot freestyle? He's actually pretty fucking good.
No.
He's really dope live, too.
I'm surprised.
I remember
I
that time
seen a
we
Buckshot
were.
Freestyle.
We were doing an MC battle. It was the time I ended up in The Source. There was
True
just
that.
A picture of me in The Source Who battling.
I smile
and
every time I see
it was at a show that was... exactly. It was Nappy Roots and Black Moon were playing. And I remember, this is like 2003. I might have told the story on here that no one knew who Black Moon was. And
really?
Buckshot,
but they knew who the Nappy Roots were?
Yeah, they were hot at that moment.
Who are you?
And,
how? Why?
Because they had some song about being from like Kentucky or wherever the fuck they're from.
Yo, were you guys hating on Nappy Roots as much as I was back in the days?
No, I'm not racist.
Okay. True.
I don't know if I was adamantly hating it. It was just it wasn't my thing. They do have a joint on the Cunnilingus album that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the KKKY.
Okay. Didn't know about that.
Because I guess both of those guys have roots in Kentucky.
Okay.
In Kentucky.
We were going over fake names from groups last week on episode 69. It was Jedi Mind Tricks this week. We already gave a couple Ghostface ones. One other person that we had thought about doing was EPMD. I thought Business Casual would be a good album title. And they're both wearing khaki pants and like a blue denim shirt.
I was going to go with Business Relationship.
Okay.
Mind Your Business?
Mind Your Business.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a Mind Your Business
yet. Yeah.
Doing My Business?
Doing My Business.
What about the, it's the Mullet album. It's Business in the Front and Party in the
Rear. That's funny.
Wow. It's the Canadian EPMD.
That's like the crossover with country. EPMD featuring Kenny Chesney or something.
Right.
Yeah.
LL's
got a verse on there too. He's got to be involved in any sort of crossover.
Accidental Racist?
Accidental Racist.
How
God, that song went away so quickly.
How deeply into the country catalog can you go artist-wise?
Oh, not deep at all.
Not that deep.
Okay, it's not that deep.
Mm-mm.
I can honestly say the only genre of music that I absolutely despise is country. I would even put pop above it. I can't even enjoy like a bad pop song.
I bet if you listened to like a Johnny Cash album, you wouldn't hate it that much though.
Oh, I agree with that. I guess I mean modern day country, because everything's just like you throw a little twang to it and you're allowed to be not creative at all. And just like,
I feel like
if you normally said like your love came from above, that'd be a really corny lyric. But then if you say it like you're from the south, then your love coming from above, that feels a little different now, doesn't it?
To that end, let me ask you this. Do you feel like a lot of, if not all, country songs sound the same to you?
All these arguments could be said about hip hop.
Yo, wow. Steve, you and I are on the same page. That's the thing I was going to say. Like, I feel like maybe I just haven't given it enough of a listen. I don't know.
I feel like the stuff that is pushed on people is the, you know, it's
just
the,
like rap.
It's the bullshit. Yeah. You know?
It ain't the cream of the crop. It's the cream of the slop.
Shout outs to Big Slop.
Big Slop.
Who are you?
Big Slop, he stays tweeting pictures of him and Wizards players and Redskins players.
Yeah, how is that possible?
Dude's out there, man. He's out and about.
Is that for his job that he does that?
I think he works for like Thompson Creek. He was in a
Thompson Creek.
He was in a commercial.
So wait, he's
where
got
Tony? Tackled by Haloti Ngata. Like, that's actually a thing.
Really?
I shit you
that
not.
Is
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So he's got Tony Kornheiser connections, right?
Only one person has TK connections.
Don't they sponsor Thompson Creek? Doesn't that sponsor
TK?
Yeah.
No, that's Window Nation.
Oh, whoa. You know what? I fucked up.
How
that was the other
did I
window
pull your card. It's so funny. Last week when on episode 69, when you were like, what hip hop podcast do you listen to? I was like, or no, that's one of the things I found going through looking stuff for the clip show.
Yeah.
Was that we were talking about that one time, and I jokingly was like, Tony Kornheiser every day. You know who else I listen to? Joe Rogan.
I do too.
Chuck, I know you're into
Chuck does too.
The Bill Burr episode.
So good.
That's why I got back into listening to him. Chuck, have you peeped that shit?
I haven't, and honestly, I've listened to a bunch of Rogan, but not in at least a year. But feel like that'll be the one to push me back into it. But I know it's amazing.
Dude, it's super fucking funny.
I feel like this is some breaking down the fourth wall stuff. We only do this for the Chrome Billionaires. This is Chrome Billionaires VIP
episode
talk
70.
Right now. Right. Do you think that 2.5 hours, anything more than an hour, do you think that that's too much? I listened to one where the engineer was like 3 hours off the mic, and he's like, God damn, we've already done 3 hours. I was like, I've listened for 3 hours, you know?
Yeah. My only beef with the Rogan podcast.
My only beef.
Is that at some point, whether it's at the beginning or whether it's in the middle or the end.
Shrooms.
Joe's. Not the shrooms. Is that he smokes weed and then he starts going on super tangents.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I feel like his stand-up, the one where
we have a role player. Sorry, not to cut you off, Cole, but I feel like we have an element of that on our show.
We definitely have, and we've been letting loose with it, the tangential conversations.
Well, I was just going to say 1/3 of our members tends to
John Blaze
come out firing off the John Blazini.
Come on,
Donna J. Bird.
I apologize
Cold
for that.
Policy.
No, you're right. No, well, it's funny because I feel like the long form is more suited to insight, whereas the short form is more suited to improv comedy.
Okay.
When I listened to him and like his stand-up, he had one insightful thing where he was saying, and this was like the limo ride to do the stand-up. It's like if you were a being big enough to look at human beings the way that we look at ants, like that's all L.A. is like a big fucking anthill. You know, that's all like Seoul, you know, Korea is. That's all Tokyo is, like if you have that perspective. And the way that he described it, and he was like, I also think human consciousness comes from eating mushrooms. Like, what other organism on this planet is constantly aware of depth? Now, whether or not you agree with it, that's one thing. I thought both of those were very insightful things to hear. I was like, you got, if you just want to tell me jokes, if you want to Louis C.K. this shit, even if he's telling a long-winded story, you got maybe 4 minutes. With Joe Rogan or people like that, if that's what you choose to do, you got to be willing to give them more time to...
Right.
Complete the circle of the logic that they're spinning towards you.
Yeah, and this is not a shot at him, but he's not that funny. He's just, he's a very enlightened person.
Very,
you know?
Well put.
Yeah.
I feel like he's funny as a stand-up. I just don't think he's very funny on the show. But then again, they'll do interviews on there where there is no place for comedy. Like I still think the Freeway Ricky Ross, which has been picking up a lot of steam. I know there's a documentary that's coming out that it actually has Omar from The Wire, Michael K. Williams.
Who
is
are
playing
you?
Playing Freeway Ricky Ross. And I mean, there's no place for jokes in that interview. And that's right. Where like Joe Rogan can come in and really like cut to it. And it was great. Speaking of places that they're being jokes for, I know this is kind of a tangent, but either of you guys watch South Park last night? Because it was so fucking great.
Still haven't seen it.
No.
Although I feel like at this point, I'll take the headphones off because it's not fair. I hate when people are like, no spoiler alert.
Okay.
Like by the time people hear this, it's going to be Monday. And that's not cool.
All right.
I won't say anything
off.
Other than
headphones off.
Than the use of the Redskins logo because the trademark got removed. It's like the Washington Redskins touch my balls Christmas or whatever. It's so fucking hilarious. How
wait,
that
so
was
they're still
that.
Going? They're still going off on the Redskins?
That wasn't a
oh,
new
yeah.
one.
Oh yeah, no, that they bring it back in this in the episode, the Christmas episode. There's a special within the special because it's so meta. And the special, they let Cartman name it, and it's the Washington Redskins Touch My Balls Christmas special or whatever.
Wow. I put the headphones back on because I was like, yo, my man, what? Are we perilously close
they're
to losing
close.
The headphones? My bad. I can't be trusted around. Right. There's a lot of wires right now.
That's okay.
I do want to talk about something you mentioned off air, Steve.
All right.
Near and dear to all of our hearts. People like Hickey, people like Big Slot, people
you?
Like Ron,
who are
people
you?
Like Ollie.
Who are you?
Our regular listeners. Fantasy football.
Is Santiago still listening?
Santiago.
Who
all
are
day,
you?
Every day. I told him.
Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
Shout out
who
to Sloppy
you?
Joe.
Tamu.
Shout out to Bailey.
Shout out to
who
Bailey.
Shout out to Yon Deezy.
Who are you?
Willie Y.
Who are you?
Shout out to Omar.
Who are you?
Steve Ember.
Steve.
Who are you?
Jimmy B, who I beat in fantasy football.
Okay. Wow. I don't know that he wants to hear anything other than.
Hey, yo, you must want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh,
let me ask you this.
Yeah. How did I do it?
I saw last week.
Sean Jeffrey.
Peyton Manning had thrown a touchdown in, what was it, 54 straight games?
Yeah.
No touchdowns, two picks. Cam Newton playing like dog
went,
shit
went
all year.
Crazy.
Went crazy.
Hit like 50 points.
And caused a brawl. I saw their comparative stat lines. I was like, I actually tweeted this shit at Chrome Bills.
Yeah. This is why you don't play fantasy
I'm
football.
So glad I don't play fantasy football. Can you imagine having a team that revolved around Peyton Manning and have that happen?
The
I would be suicidal.
In my league, the guy who had Peyton Manning
yeah.
still won.
Wow. How nice is he? Who else does he have?
He had C.J. Anderson.
Okay. So he's smart. He kind of hedged his bet a bit.
I'm playing him this week. He's got Peyton, he's got Julius Thomas, and he's got C.J. Anderson on his team. He's heavy in Denver, but they play the Chargers in San Diego, and the Chargers always play Denver tough.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited about this, the matchup of the week in the NFL, the NFC East showdown between the...
It's for the division, right?
Bottom of the division, the Giants... We'll take on the Redskins.
Giants have four wins, Chuck?
Giants have four wins.
Skins have three.
I actually haven't seen them win a game since the last time they played the Redskins because I was in Italy, and then last week I just didn't even care. I didn't even watch.
You know how I remember the other game that they played earlier this year? Because it was going on while we were recording this. The Redskins got the living piss beat out of them by a team that is not good.
I'm not 100% sure it went on while we were recording it. In fact, I'm pretty sure it didn't. But I do remember that
errors and omissions.
Us having a text thread going about it, and yeah, it was ugly. And I mean, I'm as Redskins fans, and I know Steve had the Redskins in the Super Bowl at the beginning of this year, like he does at the beginning of every
year.
At
least the playoffs.
By the way, they made the playoffs three times in the Dan Snyder era. So
wait, this year is going to be one of them, right?
Are they mathematically eliminated?
Oh, yes. I feel like that's another album title, Mathematically Eliminated.
Yo,
that could be
a
Jedi Mind Tricks.
That's Jedi Mind Tricks, Raekwon.
Wow. I feel like that's like the holy grail.
Boogie Down Productions.
Boogie Down Productions.
Mathematically eliminated.
I feel like that's the holy grail of fake album titles. We need to come up with one that every rap group ever could have had an album named.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know if it's possible. Think about it. It can only be one.
Cool It on the Ave. Cool It on the Ave. It can only be one. I thought Goon Talk might actually come up.
Where was Goon Talk from again?
Some album like I gave you hand to hand at the Cameron show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hand to Hand, So Nice to Meet You. That was a great album title. Right.
So Nice to Meet You was dope.
All right, so I'm actually gonna
you got
Are
me
you really
drunk,
that drunk?
Dog? I mean, like, I feel so good right now. I'm like, this is not natural.
Chuck, I'm gonna put $1,000 on the Giants this weekend.
All right, so are you taking the Giants are -6.5?
The Giants are -6.5.
I bet that's going to change by the time this posts because of who played quarterback. All right, let me ask you this.
I'm assuming $1,000 on it.
Doesn't matter who's the quarterback.
All right, here's the question. If you're betting on the Giants, who do you want to play for the Redskins? Because this answer is really going to hurt you deep down in your soul.
I want McCoy to play then.
If you're betting against the Redskins.
Yeah, I want McCoy to play.
You think he's better than RG3?
I think Griffin to play, man. Griffin's like 1-11 in his last
No.
Game. I've seen McCoy and Cousins put up not just wins but numbers, which that's what kind of scares me against a team. Like it's going to be a shootout if the Skins are able to hang with them. The Giants hung 45 on them in Washington. The Redskins secondary is garbage. It's going to be a high-scoring game if the Skins can stay in it.
I think Gruden has checked out. I think the offensive line has checked out. I think the wideouts have checked out.
Okay.
I think the secondary has checked out.
Yeah.
I think $1,000 bet is.
Instead of the Super Bowl shuffle, their music video is gonna be "I'm checked out."
They're definitely checked out.
That could be an album title
that also works. Out there
for
every
rapper. Still trying. Kerrigan's everybody's the only looking one out at him trying. Like, "Yo, what are you doing, B?"
Like, stop it, man.
Chuck, what about you?
Oh, man. First of all, is there any doubt that Odell Beckham Jr. is the rookie of the year?
Is he a rookie? I thought he was second year. Okay.
No, he's a rookie, and he missed his first four games.
He's a badass.
He's had 5 straight 100-yard games, caught a touchdown in each of them, had that crazy one-handed catch. I mean, he's playing on a shitty team. It's definitely like the bottom feeder mentality where the guy that is playing on the shitty NBA team averaging 22 a night, you know, it's like, what does it really mean? But I think he's got to at least be in the discussion.
If he played for New England, he'd be an All-Pro this year.
Yeah. Well, I honestly think that this year has been the greatest class of rookie receivers of all time.
Okay.
Who else is out there?
Mike Evans, the dude for Tampa Bay, who's a fucking beast, right? God, why am I spacing now?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are
He's
you?
Genuinely asking, Mike who Evans? Are you again?
Who was the top? There was Odell Beckham. Who else was?
Who
oh, the kid from Pittsburgh, Wheaton. And then the kid in Carolina.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Sammy Watkins. There's a couple others, too, like that I was like, holy shit.
Percy Harvin.
Santana Moss.
No, receivers becoming the new running back, though. You know how people used to just get chewed up and washed out? Like, I was watching the Colts, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, and like Hakeem Nicks looks like an old-ass fucking man. He can barely move around. That dude's like 27 years old.
Yeah.
Yo, where did T.Y. Hilton come from? This dude's amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting, Chuck. You make an interesting point that they're becoming like what running backs are. I think as the rules have become more favorable to a passing offense, the thing with receivers was it was like it's just a matter of getting them the ball, and then if they're good, they're good with it. Whereas before, the rules only allowed for you to have a running game. And so the running back was automatically going to get the ball, and therefore running backs were held in higher esteem. I feel like the big receivers now, with the way the rules are, you look like fucking Mike Evans. Who's the kid from New Orleans? Brandon Cook or Cooks?
Yeah.
Don't the Rams have somebody too? Or Austin, this is like his third year. There's a lot of nice rookie receivers.
Stedman Bailey.
Dude, I don't know who half these people are, and now I'm wondering if that's the reason why I came in 10th
Are you
place
playing
in fantasy?
Fantasy?
Yeah, I came in like 10th place in fantasy.
Okay, that's
because I'm living
why.
In the past. I'm like, yo, why isn't this Brandon Marshall, Victor Cruz lineup like cutting it?
Who does Chad Johnson play
this,
for?
This Roddy White, Victor Cruz, Brandon Marshall shit.
Who are you?
Yeah. Cruz had, that was tough, man. I hate the Giants, and that was still tough to watch. So, that guy's fun to watch
play.
Yeah,
you don't want
to
see that happen to anybody.
Nah, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that.
So, let's get into another track. Okay. Sometimes we go through and we don't get into all the music we want to listen to.
Yeah, let's do it. What are we going with here?
I want to go with the YU track.
All right.
You got a favorite on there? Because I think I do.
I only listened to it once, and I remember liking the majority, so pick one.
All right. This is a track called You Know How It Is. When I first heard this, I was a little confused by
the
beat.
But it's the 1978ers, right?
1978ers. YU and Slim Cat. All right? Who are you? This is a song with some substance.
Okay.
It's a positive song. Okay. You know what I'm about? It's about making it.
Right.
And this is what I was digging about this album right here.
Absolutely.
All right.
Would this have worked on Mathematically Eliminated? You know how it is.
Some things you laugh about them later on. Like going from shopping in Murray's to filet mignon. Then ramen noodles to linguine alfredo sauce. From a basement to a loft with high ceilings, huh? Enough days spent on envisioning that upgrade. A rough stage making the most out of that chump change. I'm up late putting in work, later I run things. And it's kinda wild how it all flips with one break. 1 minute in it to win it. And then when you done it, you don't even notice you did it. That's because you've been at great beginnings from intent alone. Your folks cheer when that success starts near and your vision's hitting home. You sat down, they gather round and let you tell the tale of how the boat set sail with you behind the wheel. Hope is just like the wind pushing a vessel. And that's the thing that stands out to the folks that haven't met you when they peeping at. To go through, predicaments evolve us, like what you gon' do? Might be 10 of them that didn't, only a couple that did. Planting seeds that are nourished get big, I know that you know how it is. You know how it is. To not have it, the ones that stand out might end up being outstanding. To have it automatic leaves, less to imagine manually we gon' build us a bridge. So now you know how to do it from scratch, and that's the reason why folks dig your recipe, the impression you leave behind. It is contagious and ain't the same as others who've made this. You can tell that you cooking with patience and it makes sense. The folks want to pay when it is worth it. It's way less of a fantasy to you because you researched and birthed it. Far from perfect, growing to better. Devotion and far more openness, the trendsetter. And you tried to tell them on an earlier note. Now that the in crowd is down, see they all at your door. An idea once came, allowing you to give it wings. Now you sure graduated to more, bigger, and better things. You got the key plus the arrow saying proceed. A steady hand cause you plan following your lead. And managed to stay positive. Took it all in stride and still got a lot to give. I'm assuming that you know how it is. To go through, predicaments evolve us. Like what you gon' do? Might be 10 of them that didn't and a couple that did. Planting seeds that'll nourish get big. I know that you know how it is. You know how it is. To not have it, the ones that stand out might end up being outstanding. To have it automatic leaves, that's to imagine manually we gon' build us a bridge. So now you know how it is. To give without reminding that you gave it up. To take another's confidence and raise it up. To let your folks know that you appreciate them. And whenever you building in the eyes how you face them. That lets them know that you mean it. And that passion you have for your craft, we can feel it. To give props and still give them back. Let them know that this ain't a gimmick, cause I am living that. Ain't a lot, but I just make it work. Foundation is the key, so I laid it first. A big world, I am a part of it. Goals turn into accomplishments with confidence. And that's just where I stand. I'm secure with my story, let me hear what you saying. We on a quest to understand it, I'm in the listening stance. So I'm hearing all of what you saying. Not because what you have, more like cause I can tell. To go through, predicaments evolve us like what you gon' do. Might be 10 of them that didn't, only a couple that did. Planting seeds that'll nourish get big. I know that you know how it is. You know how it is. To not have it, there's folks that stand out, they gon' end up outstanding. To have it automatic leaves, less to imagine manually, we gon' build us a bridge. So now you know how it is.
I know.
Crickety, 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 Chrome Billions. This is Chrome Bills episode 70. I got a couple questions about that group because I've honestly only listened to the album once. Is that.
After all these years, you still don't have a clue.
I know who YU is.
Right.
Is Slim Cat another dude that rhymes and he just kind of sounds similar? There's two people rhyming on that, right?
No, I think that's the producer.
Oh, so Slim Cat's doing all the beats and
I think he does all the beats and YU's doing all the rhymes.
Okay, that was what was confusing because I was like, especially listening through headphones on this end, I'm like, maybe it is two MCs and they just both have really heavy DC accents. And that was going to be my other question is then who's doing the beats? Very dope production, questions. Man. Very, yeah. Very dope.
Yo, that song, okay, I'm normally, like, when I hear, like, one of these, like, positive rap songs, like, it feels it feels, like, cliche and forced. That track did not, that felt very genuine to me. You
right.
know what I mean? And I don't know how to quantify that, or it just, that feels like a genuinely positive, like, uplifting song, you know what I mean?
To take another's confidence and raise it up.
Right.
To get props and still give them back. You don't hear that often in today's rap music.
There's
lines from that song.
Dude, the lyrics on this whole album, man, have substance.
Yeah.
You know?
Get you going.
It's not just me rap.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Super dope. And the beats are hot, dude. I would say almost every single beat is fire.
I think they're the, when we were talking about it on text, I think Mellow Music, best in the game right now in terms of bringing out the best stuff.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm already on record as saying Diamond District's album, March on Washington, is the best album I've heard
ever.
Of 2014.
And ever, apparently. According to the interview, it's ever. So you guys just turned around and made the best album ever. So the Diamond District album was actually released on Mellow Music last week or 2 weeks ago. Depending on when you're listening to this, a full-on remix version of the entire album. Each song individually done by different producers ranging from... I don't have it in front of me. I know Diamond D did one of them.
Is that true?
And I know Apollo Brown did another. Yeah. Dude, we got to get on that. It's called The Redux. R-E-D-U-X.
Dude, I need to hear that.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, that should be our homework for the next app.
Yeah, I want to hear every single one of those.
Chuck, you're saying that that March on Washington dropped like a month ago?
No, I'm saying the remix of March on Washington dropped like 2 weeks ago.
All right, so when did the album itself drop? It was fairly recent, right?
Like 6 weeks ago, probably.
Okay. Yeah. And then they put out the remix album within 3 weeks of that.
That's crazy.
They had that a month later.
Well, here's the thing that I'm starting to think of, and this is one of the things I think that Mellow Music is so good at, like, the landscape of put out a couple singles, put out the video, then the album drops. Like, things I feel like are so sped up now.
Yeah.
And I thought, Steve, you had made this point previously that things like Spotify, they make it more important to have a lot of content. And I wonder if they were like, all right, we're on an accelerated timetable of releasing music. Therefore, we're going to put the album. Like, you'd hear a remix out of a full album like a year after it came out.
Yeah, it would be that long.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now it's less than a fucking month. And that's interesting that they did that. I wonder if that's just how shit's going to be now.
Because everybody has ADD.
Yeah, it's like the trending.
What were you saying? I wasn't paying attention. When do I get my cheesy poofs?
No, that's exactly it, though. It's like whatever cliche you want to use, if it's strike while the iron is hot or whatever, it's just that in a couple months, you know, people might have moved on to other shit. And that's not necessarily an indictment of them not liking the record. They might listen to the album so much that the idea of a remix album is even too much for them.
Right.
Right.
You know, whereas that's a good place, because right now I'm like, I love the album. I feel like it still has a lot of listens left in it to me. But at the same time, I'd love to check the remix.
That's something I think about. Like, when we're all about 35, about the same age. There's, when I think back, like the second Dos Effex album, like, yo, like, I remember, like, listening to that very intently for probably, like, a week straight. Like, I had time to do that. There weren't other releases that I was allocating my time that I can listen to music to.
Right.
It was kind of, like, standalone
stuff.
What was
on the second Dos Effex album?
There was, I remember they got rid of they didn't use the Iggy style as much. I remember thinking, ironically.
The Iggy.
The thing about the first album Dead Serious, as we've talked about, what an odd name, because that's not the name of a song or like any of the songs, right, or like the singles. But I felt like their hook was, all the songs in that was, each one was kind of a single on its own because of the Iggy thing. But I felt like on the second one, no, I'm serious, like it was like so unique. Then on the second one where they kind of got rid of that, I think it was so called unique. Hold It Down.
No, Hold It Down was the third one.
What was the second one?
Straight Up Suicide.
Straight Up Suicide.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking of the third one.
The third one sounds like a Mobb Deep album.
The third, but that's the thing. Each song I felt like was, not each song, but was, if it was 16 songs, there was 9 on there. I was like, yo, that could have been a single. Yeah. They were actually good at making catchy songs without using the Iggy thing, I thought.
The Iggy.
And Straight Up Suicide, in the interest of accuracy,
had rats on the cover.
Straight Up Suicide had songs on it.
Well, no, it had a manhole cover. A manhole cover on the
that's
cover.
Awesome. That's awesome. The days
and
when
they dissed Lords of the Underground.
Like being like a just a dirty person was in style.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm grimy.
Being like, gritty.
You mean you don't bathe regularly?
Right.
Yeah. Do you sell drugs? I don't have access to a shower. It's bad.
I wrote a song when I was in college, and I used. You remember the Goody Mob used to have a song where the chorus was like, "What you really know about the dirty South?"
Yes, yes,
and
I
so
do.
So I did something called "What You Really Know About My Dirty House."
Okay, it was just, that's kind of dope.
It was just a Can rhyme about that? My place. I'll try and dig it up.
I would love to hear
but
that.
But I just remember one lyric that I was rhyming double time, and the last part of it was like, "Toilet paper piece that'll stick to your feet."
Chuck Harper.
Chuck Harper. Toilet paper piece that'll stick to your feet. Mm-hmm.
Chuck, you were telling us off air you did the first full run through with the band recently.
I did this weekend. Yeah, I love going to these spots. There's something about, and I know Cole, you've done it with live bands, just like how loud and intense the sessions inevitably be. Like you could be practicing for a rap show and someone be like, "Yeah, my neighbors get loud if I play music, so we're just gonna do it real quiet and we'll just run through it." Whereas there, it's like you're forced. There's no way to turn drums down, you know,
right,
when you're live.
Right.
So there's we no had volume. Like a 4-hour session out in Astoria Soundworks on Sunday, and ran through a bunch of the stuff. We're up to 9 tracks, and then we did a 9-track set all the way through. It was about 40 minutes with all the segues and everything we've been working on.
Goddamn.
It's this dude's fronting a band and he hasn't talked.
The one dope, teaser, man. I'll give you is the beat for Thuggish Ruggish Bone, which is like, do you know that song at all? Where it starts as like, "We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs."
Right.
Do you know that at all? We have a version of that where I rhyme double time on it and kind of like a homage to Bone. That's like my favorite of the shit we did right now that I've been playing.
Really?
And it has crazy transitions with drums. I rhyme double time like with the drum pattern specifically. It's kind of crazy.
I want to hear that.
I'm telling you, when I picked Chuck up to go watch Ron puke in a trash can.
He played it for you?
I told Chuck. I was like, "Yo, I'm glad you're working with..." Chuck's dope, man.
He's working with the band.
I feel like people, like...
I'm not doing shit.
People don't get the shit that, like, Chuck has done. Listen, when you listen to this podcast, go listen to the Head Resonator stuff. Chuck's fucking dope. And when he told me he was working with a live band, I was like, "Oh, yeah. I would pay to see that. I would."
When people say live band...
As opposed to dead people. That's what they mean, right? I've seen
That's a really people. Good point. No one's ever said... Like, did someone ever show up and say, like, with just a big... projection screen behind them with the band.
It's like you've seen Weekend
like,
at Bernie's,
like,
right?
Oh, he didn't say live.
No, seriously though.
Yeah.
I would go to New York and I would pay to see. And I know you guys are gonna have shows soon.
Are you in Big Slop gonna battle this out as band frontmen? Are you guys gonna have a battle or what?
Who are you?
He'll send you pictures of him in Sean Springs.
Sean Wiggs
and Dexter Manley.
Sean Wiggs.
I
has Sean Wiggs ever met Sean Springs?
Who is Sean Wiggs? Because I have a friend named Sean Wiggs. Do you know? Some, yeah,
he's in a Theodore unit with Ghostface.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Well, no, his name's Wigger. I thought
Sean Wiggs. Did I,
Chuck, have we told that story?
He crossed the line, dude. Ferguson, brother. Come on, man.
I said Wigger.
Ferguson, son.
Does that even apply?
I'm just kidding.
This show is taking a horrible racist turn for the
world. No, I'm serious. I remember one time I saw Ghostface at. It's funny because when Chuck was talking about it was Nappy Roots.
We've definitely talked about this before.
Yeah, and I like.
Yeah, Cole, I thought you just went back and listened to every episode.
We talked about Sean Wiggs several times on this.
Have we?
Oh, yeah.
More than once.
Oh, a lot of times.
No, I'm calling the Arizona Missions.
I'm his Facebook friend.
You run his Facebook
page. I thought Steve showed me this thing where he made claymation
dolls. He has 974 likes.
Sean Wiggs is cool, man. I fuck with Sean Wiggs.
Have you ever heard, would you buy Sean Wiggs? If I got you Sean Wiggs vinyl.
Here's my beef.
For a gag gift, would you keep it?
Here's my only beef with Sean Wiggs is that he manages to sneak in the N-word on every verse that
okay.
he spits.
Yeah.
Even on the new Ghostface, he drops the N-bomb.
Well, it's funny because his solo album is called
Not
That's
a Good
cool,
Look.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yo.
Not a big deal, right?
No, and I've said this before. But he's a good artist. He makes homemade toys.
Oh shit! You know
I've
what?
I've shown this to you.
It's funny because I was like, "Man, you're so full of shit." We've never talked about him more than once, but that's
how
I remember.
That's how
I know I'm drunk. Yeah. You got me drunk off this rum.
Some pineapple.
I'm worried about what's gonna.
Did we do what? What are you drinking?
Rum.
Let me know on your end.
We're drinking.
I don't even know. I know it tastes good and Steve's made it. That's all I know.
Rum and pineapple.
Rum and pineapple.
Run.
Steve zipped up his zipper and then handed me a cup. And I was like, this is probably a good look, right? What's the secret ingredient? My piss. Oh, Steve. No, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
Chuck, you're drinking. Are you drinking?
Negroni.
I had two Negronis. I've switched over to some red wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I was in Puerto Rico, I was hanging out at the pool, and these folks were drinking cognac and Coke. Have you ever heard of that?
Ugh, that sounds so disgusting.
It was pretty good. They hooked me up with some.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
I shouldn't have hated.
Cognac and Coke. Hennessy and Coke.
Why do you say it was good?
Because I drank some and it was good.
No, but like, come on, man. Don't fucking
I'll tell you why. All right, I'll tell you why. Because... with liquor, like, okay, liquor either gives me that deep chill in my stomach, like,
okay.
Or like the sharpness in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
But this was very smooth.
Yeah.
That's what I look for in a liquor drink is smoothness.
I don't think I could describe how this rum and pineapple juice
smooth, right?
It's exactly how you're made.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Or the.
Yeah. I want to keep, like, it's just a nice drink to have.
There's plenty more over there.
Unless you want me to fall asleep in that trash can.
That's cool.
I might walk up to New York. I'm going to get so drunk, I'll walk up to New York and say what's up to Chuck. Chuck.
I'll be here.
Chuck, is it snowing up there?
I'll be up. I'll be on the roof. It was snowing yesterday. We've had a rough week weather-wise. 70 mile per hour winds.
Fuck that.
On Monday.
Jesus.
How crazy is that, dude?
That blows.
That's like the real winds. That's actually a great line. That's the real wind blowing off of the river being measured. So you know there's that effect like downtown where you have these really tall buildings that are close together. So it creates like a wind tunnel. It literally felt like walking into a wind tunnel at one point.
It's not cool.
No. I mean, I do... I do want to tell you how happy I am with the. I got a new car, and I'm back in a routine now where I don't go outside of like a 5 mile radius. It's fantastic.
Right.
I know what to like. I don't have. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking dope. I'm not worried about. It's crazy to think that sometimes you wake up like you live in a place like, and it happens here. It snowed today, for example. But I wake up like, I want to check the weather on my phone. I don't want to have to bring three different outfits. I don't want to have to bring like a fucking hoodie and like basketball shorts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this area, I feel like that happens from time to time. When I looked at the thing today on my phone, I was like, it's going to be 36 degrees for the next 4 days. Fine. Just be the same thing for a while.
Stay consistent.
You know what I mean? Even if you suck, let me just plan for it.
The new Talib Kweli album. Stay consistent.
Stay consistent.
Wow. The most wow, because you like you feel the way about him that I do, right?
Stay consistent,
right? Whereas I'm like, yo, like you'd have to try to fuck up your career.
Yeah,
you'd have to try to be whack. And by that I mean I was like, yo, like I heard you with Mos Def, like you weren't Mos Def, but you were okay. Like he named an album Quality Control. You know what I mean?
He did. He already did.
I think it's just quality.
That was Jurassic 5.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jurassic 5 was quality
though.
Control.
That's funny, though.
Like, it was like quality. One quality. Word, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because as I was driving over here, one thing I don't like about Spotify that I always liked about listening to a CD was if you were at your house and you put the CD in the CD player, you inevitably just picked up the album itself and started looking through the track names. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Spotify, I could get 9 songs into something before I know any of the track names, right?
Very true.
I don't think that's good. I think it was song 5. There was one with the Kool G Rap verse where he talks about like doing his first like hit. Mm-hmm. It's fucking dope. But it's called Loyalty.
Right.
You know, I was like, yo, like there's a billion songs already called that.
There's a lot of songs called Loyalty.
Especially rap songs.
You're right. Yeah. That's the 4th track.
Is it the 4th track?
It's the 4th track. It's actually, I want to play a track off of there. Chuck,
wanna,
you good with that?
I want to play.
I'm all totally right. Good with that. Let's do it. And then what?
Yeah,
we
let's
coming
go,
back?
Let's come back after the outro.
Let's keep this party going, man. Yeah.
All right, so this
Chuck
is the,
knows when I get drunk, man. I'm
he's
I'm,
going.
Dude, I love it. I wish I was down there partying with C's.
Yeah,
gonna
we're
going to
take some shots here and go watch the Arizona-St. Louis game. There's a game on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no shit. I'm recording it. Do you know what's crazy? This is getting too... It's funny because earlier when you said it's not that deep, this is that deep.
All right.
The Rams were favored by 5.5 at home.
Really?
Because they're playing the Cardinals without their quarterback. The receivers conversation that I just basically had, mm-hmm. like, and the running backs, none of that shit matters unless you have a good quarter. The Cardinals went from being a Super Bowl favorite to being like they probably won't make the playoffs just because one dude's
they've
ACL
lost two
tour.
Quarterbacks this year.
Who?
Wait, didn't they lose Carson Palmer?
Right.
And then Stanton?
No, Stanton's there.
Oh, he's still
but they
there.
They wish he wasn't.
Okay.
They should have traded for fucking Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I have a feeling they? Eli Manning's going to be an Arizona Cardinal before it's all
that
said and done.
That would be crazy.
I think Eli's going to retire at Giant.
Okay.
Dude, he should retire next year and go out like...
Hall of Famer,
he
right?
He could still be in the conversation.
How's
for Hall
he not
of
a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. He should retire next year.
By the way, you realize the guy, and I'm really going to knock on wood for this shit, has never missed a start.
Are you serious? I had no idea that was the case.
He's never missed a start. He didn't start until his, I think it was the 7th or 8th game of his rookie year. And since then, okay. He's never missed.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
He has number one active streak and 3rd all-time among quarterbacks behind Brett Favre.
That's crazy.
Okay.
I respect the shit out of that.
He should pass Brett Favre.
Even if he's a mouth-breathing hayseed.
He should pass Brett Favre and then...
No, but those are the records where I'm like, you can't really... Like, when a guy has that record and 2 Super Bowls and 8 or 9 playoff appearances, like... Yeah, is he obviously he's tier 2 quarterback when you talk about the history of the NFL, but he's a tier 1 quarterback in potential in the
Chuck,
league.
Chuck, I've been dying to ask Has you to this be. Since I first thought of it. If one of those 2 Super Bowls hadn't come against the Patriots, do you think you'd still? Because Jim Plunkett is a 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame. So let me ask you this: so that's you get what I'm asking, Chuck? Like, say it wasn't the Steelers the second time; it was the, I'm sorry, it wasn't the Patriots the second time; it was the Steelers.
Yeah, no, I still think it matters, but for 2 reasons. One, all right, Super Bowl number 1, it had to be against the Pats. What's iconic about that win is the team was 18-0 going for 19-0 and they lose.
That was crazy. That was
in the second
crazy.
One, the Giants team that won the Super Bowl the second time, not even that good. But what they kept doing, if you look, he has the all-time record for touchdowns in the 4th quarter of the regular season. He had 15 that year. And they kept just hanging around in games and winning them late, which is exactly what they did against the Pats. He had 15 touchdowns in the 4th quarter of the 16-game season. He threw in 4 more 4th quarter touchdowns in the playoffs. Like, that's fucking insane, dude. I think we've all watched football enough to know, like, that's
ridiculous.
It's when it matters. I'm not saying the guy's not capable of throwing a pick 6 on the first play of every single game, because I sit there at 102 and I'm like, oh shit, here it comes. Is Darren Sharper on this
team?
Well,
it's funny to me because his career, I feel like, for a lot of reasons, parallels Ben Roethlisberger's. And I remember the first Super Bowl that Roethlisberger won, he played like some shit against the Seahawks. But then it's against true. The Cardinals, he probably was the MVP. I think they gave it to Holmes. They might have given it to but Roethlisberger like should have won it. Whatever he fucking owned that game. I can't front, man. The first time the Pats played the Giants in the Super Bowl, I didn't think Eli, he didn't play bad, but he was like average. The second, I mean,
he was balling.
He was unbelievable.
He was balling. Yeah.
He was so good in that game.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Dude, the pass to Manningham is arguably
the third from his the third and whatever from his own end zone down the side, zip to Manningham. Yeah. I mean, I can't. I want to hate it, but I need to respect it.
Right.
Oh, where I'm out with it.
Whose album is that?
Mike Geronimo.
Want to hate it, need to respect it.
I was so
it.
Glad when I got that pull on episode 69.
Mike Geronimo. Because I feel like he was the I feel like he'll go down. It's funny, like in sports now, there's a big thing where it's like value
who is
over
Mike
adjustment.
Geronimo? Mike Geronimo is Reggie. No, Drew he's Stanton. Reggie Brooks or some shit.
Reggie Brooks.
Remember Reggie Brooks?
Yeah, yeah.
That's who Mike Geronimo is.
Well, I feel like
is.
It's like, yo, like who could you come up with? Like Curt Schilling. Like who was his DVOA? You're not going to find a better DVOA for Royce the 5'9 than Mike Geronimo.
Oh.
And if somebody like Bailey.
Who are you?
Friend of the show, Bailey Henderson. You're young. You know who Royce the 5'9 is? Go back and listen to Mike Geronimo and tell me that I'm wrong. Perfect comparison. Cole's comparisons every time.
So, by the way, drunk. Steve, what's going on so the on the Royce and Premier album? I was expecting that Premier had done all the beats, but I swear they specifically talk about Adrian Young on one of the beats, and then on another song, they sample something off that Somebody Loves April, which now makes it like the third beat that people have made off of an album that came out in 2013. Yeah. Because there's two on the Jay-Z album. There's Picasso and the Heaven are both on the Jay-Z album. What's that album called? Tom Ford? Magna Carta.
Cole Porter.
They were like, this album, that was the funniest marketing shit ever. They were like, this is the craziest Jay-Z album of all time. It's a concept album. He's going to talk in the first person about being a hustler.
Wow.
They did not say that.
I swear to God they did.
He's going
to
talk in the first person about being a hustler.
New shit.
Not like every album hasn't been him in the first person talking about being a hustler.
That always bothered me when rappers would be like, yo, I got a million different styles, and they only rapped in the same style. I think that's where different styles came from. When's the last time, Steve, we read from the list of names of different styles?
It's actually been a while.
Oh, do you have them? I could do some more, for
Steve,
sure.
Give me... I want something good.
I need a minute.
I want something. Chuck, let's go. Let's go. Just back and forth. What do you got?
I still like to bring up the old ones, like my favorite rap duo. Very, very talented up-and-comers. Actually, one of them is named Talented. Gifted and Talented.
I always liked, it's funny because last week we talked about beef and broccoli. I always liked broccoli and cauliflower. And their album Vegetable Medley, the single Deadly Medley.
What about Shits and Giggles?
That's a good one.
Amazing, I believe it was. This is that last song was called Clap Your Hands, but this is Shits and Giggles with Crap Your Pants.
And actually, the first single off that. Britney Spears was going to sue because it was so close to Oops, I Did It Again. It was just called Oops.
Oh, let's just go with some littles real
Poops,
quick.
Oops.
Let's go for
oh, I love let's some go with some little sausages.
Little neck meat.
Oh, my God.
Little teacup.
Well, that was the champagne, right?
Yeah. Little fat lip. Little pre-production.
Sometimes you just need a little. Steve, I'm going to be honest, and you'll laugh when you hear this later. This one's going to need a little post-production.
Why? Because your computer just crashed?
No, it's crashed a few times, and I just keep not saying anything. And
wow, dude, that's very impressive.
That's fucked up. I'm actually mad at this. Shit takes forever already.
I feel like
It's gonna take you like 2 hours to mix this. I'm gonna send you a Christmas present for this one.
Well, I will say this though, Chuck, because we've encountered this problem a couple times where like your computer will crash, like we'll have to stop, like come back. Whenever I watch, of all the athletics that I enjoy watching, think about hurdles. When you're watching someone run as fast as they can, stop, jump Chuck, over a hurdle. Hold
on. Chuck, what were you thinking? Because I think you're thinking the same thing I am.
Shut up.
No. No, I thought that was a
fair metaphor. I thought that was going to be an album. Laughing. Think about hurdles.
Think about it. Oh. It's Carl Lewis singing the national anthem at baseball stadiums all over the country. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
And then when he throws out the first pitch.
It's not good.
Is that, wait, think about hurdles. Is that from your boy? There's a rapper, right? But his name is Dalai Yama, but it's like spelled not at all like Dalai Lama. It's like D-O-L-L-Y. Okay. He's like, yo, it's Dalai Lama.
I kind of fuck with that.
Dolly.
Like when people were like, I'm Noriega. You're like, you're not even going to try and change the name at all? Like, come on, man.
The first was Scarface, man.
Let me ask you this. On that list of different styles, first of all, it's a Word document that's got to be like 11 pages long. That's funny.
This is pretty awesome. Shout out to Jimmy B for doing this for us.
Jimmy B.
Who are you?
If anybody ever...
What about... Actually, have you heard of these guys? I actually got one more before you jump in. Shout out Jimmy B.
These guys,
sometimes tough to hear. You got to get way up to... You got to put your ear way up to right. The speaker. It's far and away.
Strong.
And their album's called The Best. Far and away, The Best. Yo, sometimes I think... did you ever hear when people would like pause? And they would say that. I remember I heard.
Who are you?
PMD, who's like, don't start saying that. Like, it'll ruin your life. Like, everything will just, like, fit under that category. There's been moments where I've been afraid where, like, Max and I will have a conversation.
Who are you?
Where, like, everything we say, I'm like, everything we say from now until the end of eternity is going to sound like a different Styles member.
Right.
We're going to feel obligated to laugh. Also, a different Styles member. Obligated to laugh.
Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say Now Until Eternity. That's like an album. Now to Eternity. That might be the name. Actually, that might be the answer to the name any rapper could
now
have.
Now Until Eternity?
Would be called Now Until
Holy
Eternity.
Shit.
No, that's the new Souls of Mischief album.
Now to Eternity.
That's the new Souls of Mischief album.
I love the lat. Like, when we get into it, we get loopy with it, man.
I love the end of the episode.
Right, we're going to, let's play love a song it. Here.
I do. I can't. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to tell you about this. So somebody that we've always looked up to, I actually got to do a verse with them. It's EPMD for their new album, Business Socks.
Stupid. All right.
Business Socks. Are we coming back?
There's no coming back.
All right, there's
this.
No coming back.
This is no, episode, I'm down to come back.
Episode 70.
Do you have any more alcohol?
I'll make another drink.
I'm going to crawl home.
All right, this is off the new Ghostface album. It's a track featuring, take a guess, Cool G Rap, AZ,
and AZ,
or Sean Wiggs.
I'm going
AZ.
Sean Wiggs.
All day, playing the numbers.
Sean Wiggs? Yeah,
Chuck goes AZ. It's AZ. Okay. Track is Double Cross featuring AZ.
I'm disappointed.
Now I gotta find bamboo. I changed on the block and got rid of the fool. Things would be different. No need to feel pressured. No more drug houses. Little kids can be treasured. The streets ain't filled with crackheads and thieves. I can walk around my hood. Niggas know my steez. Really about to rebuild the nation. Through the knowledge of self, through education. Freeze, motherfucker!
Seen the police pull up and ride hopped out. Put your hand behind your back, you're guilty without a doubt. What you mean, son? We built on this, illegal chokeholds. Slap cuffs on my wrist. I don't know what you're talking about, boy, I'm the authority. I'm just here to question a minority. A thug, drug pusher, violent man of deception. And you just happen to fit the description. Nigga, you're just another pawn in my chess game. I taught you everything you know. I run this motherfucking city. You'll come fuck everything up. You got the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be held against you in the court of law.
Faggot ass police, nigga.
Nigga, you gonna wait for a long time.
Okay, I got it. Niggas just set me up. Do they dirty work and throw behind bars? You want wars? You got it. Tony ain't the one. I told you before, I make murdering fun. Gotta swindle the kid. Have me mask of your enemies. It's all good in my chest. I got 10 of these hearts. And I vow for revenge. Tony don't stand for crumbs and fake friends.
It's funny. Only if niggas really knew. Got the keys to the city, I can kill a whole crew. Put the squeeze on a willy, get silly, go fool. Chop a nigga up, blame the body on his boo. What it do? It's bigger than the boys in blue. Beyond definition, what this falls into. M's in my optic, no ends to the profits. Judge, prosecutors, politicians in my pocket. Hostage, high life, living on the edge. Toxic in hindsight, see me when I'm dead. Pledge, sworn in to serve and protect. What a web, catch a head, then I'm on to the next. Shit be brewing, played out scripts, never knew one. How dare nigga doubt what I'm doing? Moving, cash fools everything around me. Crown me, I'm trying to squeeze blood out the county.
Chrome bills?
Chrome bills.
Chrome billions. Back up in the mix. Episode 70. Who's gonna be the first to put their diapers on?
Is that a thing?
I feel like 70-year-olds wear diapers.
Very.
What is this? Is this another song of Ghost?
Steve went to.
Yo,
went
my
to
man,
take a piss.
Did I piss for 2 minutes? That shit was.
That it's funny
was two,
because
that track was 2 minutes
when you got out to
pissed,
leave.
And I pissed for that long?
Nah, here's what happened.
You
should have weighed yourself before and after.
When you got out to leave, I was like, he's picking the wrong time to go take a piss. Ghost was halfway through the second verse, I bet.
Dude, I looked at the clock and it shit said 2:21 left in the song.
Okay.
Not 2:22s for.
My bad. Who are you? I got up at the wrong time in the song.
No, I mean, listen, man.
I'll edit that out.
It's funny because when I was in there taking a piss earlier, you were like, we have 1 minute. I was like, nope. I'm not going to be done. And I don't have a choice.
Right.
If I was sitting there eating some asparagus, you know, I'd be like, I can cut out of this activity. When a man's taking a piss, I can't speak for a woman. I don't know if it's the same. When you're like, you have a minute, I was like, well, I'll be there in 2.5 minutes. Because I just started peeing.
Actually,
and it's like I got a full stream going right now. I'm pissing.
I think it was when we were
I
coming out
the
of
toy
the
full stream. You gonna get
you
this
work?
Step to this, Gangstar.
Full
wanted to piss. Yeah,
the picture we just coming you out of like the paint lock track. A tree, like holding stream. Your right hand up. Like, yo,
do you want to step to this?
Do you want to step and piss,
Gangstar? We gotta piss. Yeah.
Uh huh. And then their next album was called The Boners.
Instead of one of the best edits, you're gonna get wet.
Yeah. One of them.
One of us gets wet.
Moment of truth.
Full stream. Do you want to step and piss?
Yeah.
Gangstar. One of us gets wet.
What was that? The Mapissa instead of the Militia? That was it. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You both been to some office parties or will be going to office parties?
That's the strangest transition from one subject to the next.
Mimosas. A staple at office parties.
Do you think so? Mimosas?
Not at all.
A mimosa.
The ones that well, here's the thing. It's funny because where I work, and I wonder if this is a sign of a bigger problem.
here's the thing
about mimosas.
Where I work, they'll have the office party starting like 11 o'clock.
That's why you're having mimosas.
And they'll have people handing out mimosas.
That's
I was
why.
Like, yo, like.
Before noon, you can have mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Right, but then you're shit-faced. You're day drinking for work.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's the best kind.
Do you ever day drink
best
for work?
Kind of
hell no.
Chuck.
No, not at all.
I do.
There was one time, maybe two times.
One time,
no.
One time. Put your motherfucking mind.
Two times.
One time. Two. Sorry, I had to Wyclef it there for a second. There's maybe two times that I started drinking at work with authorization at
with
like 3
authorization.
O'clock. Like, meaning, like, my bosses were like, hey, do you want a glass of scotch? And I'm like,
wow,
I'm
scotch.
Here 5,
Jesus.
Yeah, why not?
I've never been offered a glass of scotch in my
before.
Office.
One time was before Christmas, and one time was before we were all going to
still
the Yankees
matter.
Game.
All right. I got to go to sleep.
Okay.
10:20. I got to watch this.
Wrap it up,
this Cardinals and Rams game is really important.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you know the score?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing. Don't tell me
do
what the score is.
Do you
want to
step and piss?
I feel like
Gangstar,
if it's a 10-point game.
One of us gets wet.
One of us gets wet.
That's not great.
It's pretty
Why
good.
Do people? We talked about. Well, no, no. You're being clever.
Melt ice like that.
Melt ice like
Melt
that.
Melt ice like that.
You're clever for thinking of it. Like we actually talked about on a recent episode, sexual fetishes. Like
warm,
what happened to you?
Piss,
that
a warm piss. Do you want to step in piss?
Oh,
Gangstar. One of us gets wet. Chicka chicka. Melt ice like that. On the.
Oh my God!
You could feel the warmth.
You know my peas.
You know my peas.
Wow! Can we call the episode "You Know My Peas"?
Joe, you don't even have to change the first lyric. He says, "He goes, if you stand in my way, I'm gonna have to spray."
Your girl ain't really got no butt. She just peed her pants.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You know my peas.
We're going to have to write that whole chorus out right now.
I got a tear
going. Dude, this is they're working with baseball scores in the third quarter right now.
Are you serious?
6-3.
Oh,
six
God.
To three, Rams.
You did it. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
I wonder,
but
what
I just saved you like 35 minutes of your life.
I think some.
Why did you DVR it?
I definitely did. Well, I wasn't gonna. That's why I'm asking. If it's less than a 10, if it's a 10-point game or less,
dude,
it's
I
worth
don't think
watching.
You want to watch this game. These numbers.
Do you
are bad.
Think other countries view us and say, like, Tom Brady's more important than Obama?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No other country does.
I did think it was crazy that there was such a backlash about LeBron
who gives a
putting his arm around
Yo, that
Kate
was some
Middleton.
Bullshit.
And I'm like, you realize he didn't want to meet them, right? Like, you realize
who
like
made
he doesn't
want to. Backlash out of that.
They
what?
Were,
dude, it was they were,
they, who, what was the backlash?
It was huge in England. In England, it was huge. That's like not protocol. You can't touch
Okay,
royalty.
Fuck out of here.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't come to this goddamn country then.
Those are, who, that's a made all right, up. All right, that's a,
Bill O'Reilly, I
but
get
that's
it.
A made
but
up rule. Those are just people. You can't just make up some shit and be like, "Oh, we're a deity."
Look, man,
we're
I
a
think
God.
I think the idea
you
of
can't
having
touch
like
us.
A one party system like that's kind of crazy. The notion of royalty to me, that is fucking lunacy. You mean these people?
Well, the reality of the situation is, I could see it being kind of weird if he went and showed up at Buckingham Palace and did it. But it's like you guys are the ones that like went to.
That's
a Nets
what I'm
game.
Saying about like
and then
don't
probably,
come to this
and probably flex
country.
Your star power like, to be would, like we'd like because you know who didn't put their arm around him is like Deron Williams backup.
Right.
You know? I'm not like that's the thing. Like if LeBron went to their country, it's like all right, then like what's kosher over in England? Like fucking know where you're at. Like if they come over here and people are up in arms about like some shit that happens over here, is Chuck smoking crack?
No, that does look like a crack pipe, but it's not a crack pipe. All right, Chrome Bills episode.
Look,
70.
Steve, let me make you a Negroni. We got 20 more minutes.
All right, so let's just make sure that we
How
have
the fuck
gang-
are you going to get me drunk
have,
and then tell me I got to leave
We
now.
Have the Gangstar, Do You Want to Step and Piss?
One of the
song.
Best wet.
One of us gets wet.
Melt, okay,
what was it?
Do you want to
melt
ice like
that.
You could feel the warmness.
They actually have an album.
And then he says, and then he goes, if you stand in my way, I'm going to have to spray.
They actually have an album about going number two.
Okay.
It's called Hard to Pass.
Solid?
Well, it's not. That's the problem.
No, solid's hard to pass.
That's true. Yeah. The other way is easy to pass.
Do you want to step and piss? All right. Warden.
My favorite Gangstar line before we sign off is the beginning of Brooklyn the Planet. I used to joke with Steve about this when we worked together. He just comes in. It's such a fucking banging beat. It's on Hard to Earn. And he goes, boom, bash, crash.
Wait a minute. Well, you know what I was thinking, though? Actually, the best thing. I think
boom, bash, crash. I had to dash. I had to get away.
I think the best example is daily urination.
At least.
Remember Mr. P guy?
Wow. Every song.
That one fell flat.
Every song could have this kind of
DJ Premier.
Yo, so there's a song called Royalty that has like Casey and JoJo on it, but they remixed it. And it's called Toiletry.
Moment of poop.
Stop.
go plopping.
Wow. Go plopping.
So good. All right. I'm ruining the phone, aren't I?
Daily Urination.
I'm just going to bust out.
Either way, as long as Little Dap can just come in randomly and spit a beat. Or
little
spit
crap,
to a beat.
Little Crap.
Little Crap.
The Nutcracker is a much more ominous name considering our context.
And Billy Bedpans.
Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Urination.
Okay, there's a song on. There's a wait, song.
Wait, what's what,
what's amazing is there's a song called "Hard on Hard to Earn" called "Blowing Up the Spot."
Yeah.
Oh
what about,
my God.
What about the 16th letter? The 16th
oh my
letter.
God.
It was just P.
That was actually a
little P right there.
That was actually a side project of Guru Janu. He had Jazzmatazz.
Yeah.
He also had Courtesy Flush. Oh my God.
You're drunk. All right. Get out of my house. I'm just kidding. We're going to have another drink, though. Episode 70.
It's been real.
How many times did you mess up the recording, Chuck?
I'm on what's listed as 70C.
Okay, 3 is fine.
So there was a 70. No, there was a 70, and then there was an A, B, and a C. But ironically, I think it'll be kind of easy for you. It's 2 really long ones and
that's
2 short
fine.
Ones.
That's what she. All right.
Did you? Well, hold on. But did you know during the hard to pass
said,
times?
What, in a gangbang?
Did you know what the Guru and DJ Pimir's
he said
Pimir's.
Pimir.
You know what? Who their favorite NBA team was? The Detroit Pistons.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Pistons. That's amazing. Have you heard the at the beginning of Hard to Earn where it's you don't know where
right,
you're going?
Right.
It's a long way to go when you don't know where you're going.
Did you hear about the female that they signed though? Pissy Elliott. Lady Kaka.
What's the song?
Lady Kaka.
The beginning
Lady
of the
Kaka and Pissy Elliott.
Oh my God.
What is it? It was called Full Bladder, A Decade of Gangsta.
Oh my God.
Lady Kaka and Pissy Elliott. That's good.
Wow, I want to.
You got more? You got more?
I want to get kind of gross. Well, it's funny because so during the hard to pass era, when they focus more on taking the shit, Chunky Knucks,
Chunky Knuckles.
Who else did? Well, premier Poop Home. I was like, who else did Premier work with that had that name? It's like, oh my God. Poop Home is too easy. Well, I mean, J. Poo the Damager.
Stupid.
Oh my God. I mean, if like Dos FX is its own name, just poop sounds, number 2 sounds.
Holy shit.
just a boot. Oh, what was the thing? It was just slurp noises.
Just slurp noises. Oh, my God. I mean, Funk Dubious had a song called I'm Shitting On Him, and Gangstar remixed it as I'm Pissing On Him.
I don't know how we got to this point, but I'm happy that we got here.
I'm glad we're here.
I kind of want to watch the trajectory of how we got here.
Pineapple, that's how we got here.
How many people are still with us? Thank you to all of you that are still out there listening to us. I feel like at this point, if you've listened this long, hit me up or hit us up. It's at chromebills@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We'll send you some free shit. It'll be some cool shit.
Definitely.
As a Christmas gift.
Yeah, you get some free shit.
Seriously.
I think we've done this before. MC.
Yeah.
MCs be dissing, so now we start pissing. Yo.
Always act.
Fake MCs. They always act hard.
but won't take a piss by themselves in the yard. I can't pee in front of other people. Have I ever told you that?
I was going to say, we'll take a piss without the bodyguard. Isn't that the lyric?
Was where I thought we were going.
Won't take a piss without the bodyguard.
Do you want to step and piss? Gangstar. One of us gets wet.
I've been
melt ice like that. You can feel the warmness.
Up in P-I-S-S-S-S ceramic.
All right. Again.
Fuck around, lay around, poo or die.
Oh, my God. Dirty, rotten scoundrel, and I gotta take a poo. The Nutcracker. I feel like that.
Utilizing number two in 92.
I feel like I don't even need to change the lyric to this. Lemonade was a popular drink and it's still piss.
Wee.
Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of pee.
Second track on Daily Operation, The Place Where We Smell.
Let me see it. Let me see The Place Where We Smell. No shame in my game.
No shame in my game. Good work.
These are the pants where I manage best. I manage best.
I dropped trial in the middle of Manhattan. Soliloquy of chaos. That's when you've had Indian food and too much to drink. Your underpants are a soliloquy. Oh, my God. BYS. Okay. We've reached a
is this the
pause
pinnacle?
Slash
is
different styles.
Is this the pinnacle?
I mean, it depends on where you're at in life.
Okay. All right.
How capable you are of handling when this happens. Much too much.
Much too much.
You know what I mean? Better be home when that happens. Wow.
I can't believe that Gangstar had so much accidental bathroom humor in their song titles.
Take two and pass. Like if you've ever had to smoke a cigarette to take a shit.
Oh, fuck.
I definitely have had that happen. Oh, my God. Is every Gangstar album fucking
it's all
subliminal
about
taking, message
it
to
is.
Take a poo?
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
No wonder everybody said they were the shit. Oh, my God.
Papa and Beso. Ah, wee, wee.
Yo, what time is it? I got to go.
It's 10:30.
Yeah. This this could go on forever.
It's been 100 minutes. All right. Peace, Chuck.
Yo, it's Chrome P.
Chrome piss.
Chrome piss. This might have been the best episode ever.
Oh, definitely.
Seriously. The last 25 minutes were just podcasting magic.
But you realize what's beautiful about this, right? If there was ever something that was pro-alcohol, doing this show without drinking and then doing this show while drinking.
I can't argue with that. And we need weed, too.
Chuck was smoking crack earlier. I had some weed. You're fucking high on cat dander.
It wasn't crack. I just had
cat dander.
You can smoke cat dander.
I had this dried up Gangstar pee that I had like been saving for 12 years. And then I figured, why not? It's gonna of us get wet. What is it? One of us get wet.
All right.
Money shining like brass for the mass of pee.
That's like the seventh time I've said, okay.
Okay. For real.
That's the sign off. Chrome Bell 70. Peace.